It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Students go to college to learn many things. For most, learning how to do stand-up comedy is not on the list. But students at Iowa State University can take a course called Comedy College, where they learn to write, hone, and perform stand-up. The course has also spawned a stand-up comedy club at Iowa State University. And with me today is Gavin Jerome, who teaches Comedy College. Hello, Gavin.
Well, hello, Charity. How you doing? Thanks for having us on Iowa Public Radio.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. Also, Nick Seymour is here. He's a junior at Iowa State University and president of the Stand-Up Comedy Club. Hi, Nick.
Hello.
Thank you for being here today. And Gavin, take us back to the origin of this class. How did it come about?
Way back when, I taught a general class for adult ed in Des Moines. And somebody approached me and said, what a great idea. And I'd never done it before. And I'm an idiot. I'll try anything once. And so it turned out to be very successful. I taught a lot of private workshops. One of my best students happened to be a tenured professor here at Iowa State named Dr. Peter Arazem. And he and I stayed in touch. We worked a charity show. And he came up to me and he said, the powers that be at Iowa State want you to teach a comedy class. Are you interested? And again, I'll try anything once, Charity. And so I said, sure. We didn't know what we were doing, but four semesters later, here we are.
So what makes this an academic course?
We focus on a lot of different things. It's a communication course. Yes, we use stand-up comedy as our vehicle. But like Lance Armstrong's book, it's not about the bike. It's not about the jokes, Charity. It's about learning how to write, learning how to think on your feet, learning public speaking skills, learning self-confidence. You grow so much as a performer. And if you can make somebody laugh in a room that's daring you to make them laugh, you can do anything academically you want.
Can you teach someone to be funny?
That's the first hurdle we have to cross. People think you're either born funny or you're not. And I tell them, nobody comes out of the womb funny. You'll never see a baby with a cigar going, yeah, funny thing happened to me on the way to the neonatal unit. He learns comedy as he develops from an embryo to a human. Certain techniques and skills can be taught. Humor is a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it will become. Certain people, yeah, are more adept at it than others, but you don't get born funny, unfortunately.
Now, I can imagine, I know that I've sat and watched a stand-up comedy on television or in person and thought, you know, that would be really fun to try. I would never do it, but that would be really fun to try. So I can imagine people who've had that experience in their own heads signing up for the class. But just given some of the things you've talked about, I'm a little surprised. It sounds like those aren't the only people who sign up for the class. What brings people to your class?
And we have a great example of the gentleman sitting next to me here at the in the radio booth. He was an engineer. He always said he was kind of shy and introverted before he took this class. Nick, why did you take my class? What made you take this class?
So the class is through the Honors Department here at Iowa State, and one of the things about Honors is they offer these Honors Seminars, which is what the class was. But I need to get some of those for graduation, and so I wasn't sure whether or not I was going to actually graduate with Honors, but I figured, whatever, I'll just take the class. It looks like fun. I told my parents about it, and they just kind of like were shocked. They never expected anything like that to come out of me.
Why? What about you made them so surprised?
I was terrified of speech class in high school. That was my worst grade. I hated it every second of that class. So getting up on stage for me was something that was just like crazy out of the picture until I just decided that, you know, this would be fun.
And Charity, what we do is we create a safe environment, a nurturing environment. The whole class kind of forms a team. We help each other. We help each other write jokes, edit our jokes, and we create a safe place to fail. And so nobody expects you to get up and be funny in the first class. It's a journey we all take together. And I think it's the best place to learn public speaking and skills like this. So we try to create that kind of environment.
So through the course of the seminar, are you working, does each student work on one set, or how does that work?
The grading is very simple. At the end of the semester, you have to do 10 minutes of stand-up at the maintenance shop. You get one laugh, you pass. You get no laughs, you fail. And so, yeah, they're putting together a 10-minute showcase, and so far, everybody has knocked it out of the park. I hadn't had to fail anybody, and so they're growing and learning different types of comedy. Some people are more storytelling oriented. Some people do more one-liners. We've had people play guitar, juggle, do all kinds of things. I try to get them to create their own comedic voice with the goal at the end, you're doing 10 minutes to rock the house.
Now, have you ever had a student not get one laugh?
We have never had a student not get one laugh. Some of the times they bring their dorm mates and friends and they give them the pity laugh so they can graduate. but no, actually, it's been phenomenal. We've had students that during the dress rehearsal, Dr. Rosam and I just shake our head going, how are we going to get this guy through the showcase? And then they come through with flying colors. So we have never had anybody not get at one laugh. We have never had anybody not just absolutely knock it out of the park.
Well, Nick, tell me what it was like at the end of the semester. So you had spent a lot of time in class telling your jokes, honing your jokes. How different was it to get up on stage and try to perform your set?
So that was terrifying. That was like the first time I'd ever been on stage in probably 5 years or something like that. And just because I hated it so much. But the first 7 minutes I was up there and I was freaking out. I was just standing there telling my jokes, just like rattling them off. I didn't think they were funny anymore. I'd told them so many times to myself. And I was just going and going for 7 minutes. And then finally at like the 7 minute mark, I know because I have the YouTube video, I told a joke that was especially funny and people laughed for like a solid few seconds. And so at that point, my just persona completely changed on stage and I was loving it. And I was just bouncing all around the stage and my face was just lit up. And I can just see this in the video that I was just having a ball.
And what's neat about Nick is you can see him. He has continued to do the stand-up, and he has grown so much. Every show, he gets a little bit better. And I try to teach these kids, don't be so nervous that you forget to hear the laughter. And you heard him say, for 7 minutes, he didn't hear any laughs. He was just hitting his mark and telling his jokes. And then all of a sudden, it became a lot of fun.
Well, and Nick, the way you're talking about seeing that video, was it kind of difficult to know what was going on while you were doing it? It almost sounds like you were having kind of an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, that's definitely what it feels like, not just for me, but for like the other members of the club and in the class. Everyone over the board, they say that it feels like an out-of-body experience. You're up there, you're telling the jokes that you wrote and just hoping and praying that someone's going to laugh at them and that you just don't stand up there and talk nonsense for 10 minutes.
Now, this is incredibly unfair, but can you tell me the joke that got that laugh at 7 minutes?
I haven't actually looked back on that YouTube video for a while, so I don't know it off the top of my head.
But he's got some really, really good jokes. Nick was always one of my best students. And just what I liked about Nick is that he just really brings his personality into his humor. It's part of him. He talks about all kinds of things like being Catholic and other stuff. Some of it probably not appropriate for Iowa public radio, but it's very unique to Nick.
Well, and Nick, that experience, I can imagine you survived that moment on stage. You got the grade that you needed to get. What made you want to do more of it?
Yeah, those last 3 minutes, that was, you know, one of the peaks of, you know, you get those thrills throughout life. That was a thrill that I'd never experienced before, that I wrote these jokes, I performed them, and people laughed. They thought I was actually funny. You know, it wasn't just my family. So I wanted to keep writing. I wanted to keep performing. I wanted to keep going with this, you know, this great group of people that I was with as well. So some of the people in the class and I got together and were like, let's start a club. And so we did.
So tell me about the stand-up comedy club at Iowa State.
Yeah, so we spend most of our time writing jokes together and practicing. And then we're always looking for new shows to do. We're actually starting to get some paid gigs now, which are fantastic. So we meet twice a week, and we just sit down, and we write, and we talk about shows. Our next show, actually, is this Friday at the Iowa Talent Factory, 8 p.m., and it's just a bunch of the people from the club and a couple graduates from Gavin's class that are not college kids. They're real people.
They have real jobs, real responsibilities.
Yep.
And the talent factories in Nevada. As far as the kids who come into the club, obviously not all of them have taken this seminar. Are there some of the young people in the club that are actually considering this as a possible career?
I think for a lot of us, it's like a backup. Hopefully for me, I won't have to do it, but it's a fantastic hobby.
You're a mechanical engineering major, right?
Yeah.
It pays a lot better than stand-up comedy, trust me. Stay with your day job, Nick. And a lot of parents will yell at me, Charity, if I get these great minds to stop taking their classes and become comics. We don't necessarily want that to happen. I'll be in deep trouble.
But, I mean, given that you're still pursuing your studies and will probably become a mechanical engineer, you are investing quite a bit of time and energy into stand-up. What makes it worth it?
Yeah, so mechanical engineering is obviously my number one focus. You know, I'm paying lots of money to go to school and putting a lot of time into it. But the stand-up comedy thing, you know, you're not even employable if you just do a degree and that's it. So starting, being a founding member of the club and the president of the club currently is a huge deal for employers to see that leadership. And also just the general idea of being a stand-up comedian as well. You know, I go into an interview and the first thing they look at is, wow, you're a stand-up comedian? Okay, we want to hire you because then you can tell jokes in the office.
You can lighten things up during coffee breaks and things. Didn't you have to get up and do your set at an internship
or
something?
Yeah, my last internship at Des Moines Waterworks, they put me in the office and they said, hey, tell 5 minutes of jokes for us at our meeting.
How'd that go over? Do they just kind of stare at you? It's not a great comedy setting, probably, the Waterworks.
Yeah, you know, I had to water it down a little bit because it was...
Pun intended.
Yeah,
there you
pun
go.
Intended.
I told you he's good, Charity. I told you he's good. You got to be on your toes when he's around.
Yeah, so it was an interesting environment, definitely. That was my first time in an engineering office, let alone performing comedy in a professional setting. So it was interesting.
How do you think this has changed your confidence at interacting with people? You talk about how it comes up at job interviews. Does it also help you during job interviews?
Yeah, I think it's a huge benefit. You know, one of my favorite stories to tell is before I took the class, I had, you know, talked to 15, 20 employers, not even a single interview. You know, some of them called me back and then, you know, just kind of left me by the wayside. But after taking this class, I think my confidence increased so much and I was able to talk with those employers a lot easier that I had, you know, 7-10 interviews following the next career fair. And then I had a job offer for Des Moines Waterworks in the upcoming summer.
Gavin, have you seen other students go through a similar process to Nick's, people who are really shy coming in and have a hard time getting up in front of people?
Absolutely. And that's one of the great things as an educator, you get to see that growth. One of the first exercises we do is I make them get on the mic right away. Everybody says their name and where they're from and what their major is and why they took this class. We had one student last semester was so terrified, he couldn't even say his name in class. He looked at me and he started hyperventilating. I thought he was going to have a cardiac arrest right there at Jishke Honors Building. And then by the time he gets done with the semester, he's up there doing 10 minutes of stand-up. I'm talking Brandon. 10 minutes of stand-up, just rocking the house. I mean, it was just phenomenal to see that kind of growth. It was a new person. We had a female student who is a self-admitted antisocial, very shy, just doesn't like, you know, public situations. Somehow she just blossomed. She took to this stand-up comedy thing and she's just a brand new person, has confidence. So that's why we do this. That's what we're about. Again, it's not about the stand-up. It's a nice vehicle, and it's a fun way to teach these life skills that they'll have, again, for the rest of their lives.
Now, of course, this is an honor seminar. Have you looked into offering this to a more general population of students? It sounds
desperately,
like something that could
on a daily,
a lot of people.
Funny you should mention that, Charity. Thank you for that softball that you tossed in the air, and I'm going to swing for the fences. You know, we really get about 5 or 6 emails each week from the regular student body because they see the value in education and wanting to take this. Yes, it's fun, and you get college credit for telling jokes in a bar, but it has so much more impact. impact in that. It's difficult to get through the red tape, and the provost hasn't been convinced that this is of value yet. So hopefully he'll hear this and he'll realize that this is something that needs to be done. Nobody in the country is doing this charity. This is really cutting edge, and we hope to take this to the next level. The people in the Honors Department have been so good championing this project, and it was outside the box, and they're going to continue to work hard to make this happen. And, you know, we really hope, good Lord willing, that this becomes available to everyone very soon.
Well, Nick, let me ask you, you talked about really struggling with speech in high school. And of course, most of us have to take a speech class at some point. And I remember fellow students who, I know one person who actually passed out because they were so nervous about getting up and giving a speech. This sounds scarier to me. So what made this work for you where speech class was torture?
You know, I think it's what Gavin said about the class. Like, it's a safe environment. And being a, you know, that's a very, it's almost a family of comedians that are all in that class together during one time. And you're bouncing ideas off each other. You're working with each other. And you try out your jokes with them first, you know. I try out my jokes with my family at home and see if they laugh or not. And that's how I know if it's funny or not. And so going up on stage, I knew that my jokes were funny. It's still just the, I knew people were supposed to laugh and that they were, you know, I knew the jokes were funny. But getting up on stage and doing it is still really scary.
Yeah, by the time they get to that showcase time, we have spent so much time on a microphone working on this material. Like Nick said, almost to the point where you're so sick of your material, you don't even think it's funny. So what scares you most about this, Charity? I think you'd be fantastic about this. How can I alleviate your fear and get you to take my class?
Well, I'm a little busy right now.
Yeah, but don't quit your day job. Sounds like you've got a good thing going with this radio thing. So stick with it. I think it's going well for you.
But I'm curious, Nick, if you've been performing in front of the same people over and over again before that final performance, do they still laugh? They've heard it so many times they stop.
Yeah, so I try out each joke with different people, you know. I've got different friend groups that I'll tell one joke here, I'll tell another joke, and just kind of disperse them out. So that, you know, they're not all looking at me like, oh, that was a terrible joke all the time. That way I can keep at least some of my friends.
It's very important not to send them all running and screaming. For some reason, my wife still listens to my jokes and doesn't run away scared.
And how many people are involved in the stand-up comedy club these days?
Yeah, so there's like probably 10 to 15 that are able to perform on a regular basis that come to the club meetings twice a week, probably five to 10, somewhere in there.
All right. And you will be performing Friday night at 8 p.m. at the Talent Factory in Nevada. Nick Seymour, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Nick Seymour is a junior at Iowa State University and president of the Stand-Up Comedy Club. Gavin Jerome, thank you.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having us on Talk of Iowa Charity. And if you ever want to dust off some jokes, come. We'll have you in class anytime.
All right. Gavin Jerome teaches Comedy College at Iowa State University in Honors Seminar. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe.